EtherFi adds 30-plus currencies to its card on and off ramps. EtherFi has widened the funding layer behind its card, adding on and off ramps that support more than 30 new currencies. The provider announced the expansion on its official account on August 17, 2026, framing it as more currencies and more rails for users worldwide. The funding layer, not the card itself, nothing about the Ether, DeFi card tiers, cashback bands, or spending mechanics changed here. The update sits one step earlier in the flow, how money enters and leaves the account. On-ramps convert local fiat into the crypto or stablecoin balance that backs spending. Off-ramps do the reverse when a user wants to pull value back out to a bank. For a self-custody card, that plumbing matters more than it sounds. A card can have excellent rewards and still lose people at the first screen if their local currency is not supported, or if the only path in runs through a foreign currency conversion that adds a spread on the way. Adding 30-plus currencies shortens that path for users who previously had to convert into a supported major first. Who this actually helps, the clearest beneficiaries are cardholders outside the usual USD and EUR corridors. Someone funding from a local currency that was not previously on the list can now top up directly, rather than making an extra hop. Fewer conversions in the chain generally means fewer places for a markup to hide. That said, the vendor's post did not name the specific 30-plus currencies, list the ramp partners, or spell out per currency fees. Those details determine how much any individual user benefits, and they are not in the announcement. Treat the headline as a real widening of access, not a promise of cheaper funding everywhere. The on-ramp provider still sets its own conversion rate, and that cost is separate from anything the card charges at the point of sale. The broader funding rail race funding access has become a competitive front across the sector, not just an Ether.fi project. Stablecoin rails in particular have been the growth story. Monthly stablecoin card top-ups recently crossed $1 billion for the first time, and providers keep pushing stablecoin spending deeper into everyday flows. Adding local currency ramps is the other half of that push. Get money in and out in whatever unit a user actually holds, then let the stablecoin balance do the spending. For existing Ether.fi users, the practical step is simple. Check whether your local currency now appears in the funding options inside the app and compare the quoted on-ramp rate against what you were doing before. If a direct local ramp replaces a two-step conversion, that is the win. If the quoted rate looks worse than your prior route, the extra rail does not oblige you to use it.